Working across cultures. 2. International meetings. Track 43.
The culture we come from or live in influences what we see, do, believe and say. It affects our expectations and behaviour, and we need to be very aware of it. The simple fact is that what's normal or appropriate for us may seem very strange or even rude to someone from a different culture. I'll look at three of the key areas of culture which may affect communication in international meetings, causing confusion and frustration. Firstly, time. Not all cultures or people are ruled by the clock. There are some cultures, it's true, where the feeling is indeed that time is money. They will often have strict approaches to this aspect of meetings, such as starting and finishing times and the duration of discussion. Other cultures, however, have a completely different approach and see the starting time as a guide only and the finishing time as not fixed. Other stages may be surprisingly flexible, and you may find that there is little attempt to stick to the agenda. Secondly, the idea of hierarchy in a culture, and therefore in meetings, can be very significant. By this, we mean the relative levels of importance and seniority which people have in a company. Someone from a very hierarchical culture is likely to feel very uncomfortable saying what they think or criticising the ideas of others, especially if the person being criticised holds a higher position. They are also unlikely to openly disagree or report a problem in front of a boss or manager. Criticising the ideas of a superior could be seen as a loss of face for both people involved. Another key area to think about is the objective of the meeting. In many cultures, there's an attitude that meetings should have very clear purposes and get down to business pretty quickly. Using a structured, pre-planned agenda is important. In such cases, there's very little in the way of small talk, maybe just a couple of comments about the weather, football, etc. However, other cultures see meetings as the place for relationship building and developing trust. So the meeting may be a lengthy discussion, and actual decisions may often be made outside the meeting. Again, the idea that the purpose of a meeting is to make a decision may be alien to some cultures. It's important to bear this in mind, as it can be quite a surprise if you're not used to it. Finally, some advice on successful international meetings. Clarifying is key in any international meeting. Different cultural assumptions mean that sometimes spoken language, body language, including gestures, and written symbols can be misunderstood. Constant checking and feedback is crucial. At the end of a meeting, it's vital to summarise the main areas of agreement and disagreement and ensure that everyone's happy with them to avoid confusion and frustration later. Overall, any international meeting requires planning, organisation and thinking about if it's to succeed. We must consider how cultural differences may affect mutual understanding, and we should try to predict any areas open to misunderstanding before they happen.